Hello, friends, and welcome to the Story Behind podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
The inspirational life story of Moy Thomas, a woman with a rare skin disorder. Written and read by Mel Johnson. Life can sometimes be overwhelmingly hard. We all have days where we feel like it's just not worth it, where we just want to give up. And that's why stories like Moy Thomas's are just so powerful. Moy suffers from a very rare and severe skin disorder called harlequin ichthyosis. It's something she could have easily let discourage her. But for the people who take the time to get to know Moy, they can't help but be impressed by her energy and upbeat spirit. Moy's never quit attitude is especially uplifting when you take into account all of the hardships she has endured. Moy never knew her biological parents, but God blessed her with adoptive parents, Tina and Roger, when she was very young. Something that greatly helped shape her to be the strong and courageous woman she is today. Tina and Roger never planned to be adoptive parents. But over 20 years ago, while living in Hong Kong, the couple felt a calling to volunteer as foster parents. That's when they started visiting Moy at the Duchess of Kent Children's Hospital. Moy was only a few months old when the visits began, and over time, the infant and this kind couple formed a close bond. But then one day, Moy was moved to an institution for the mentally handicapped, solely because there was nowhere else for her to go. And it was then that Tina and Roger felt compelled to act. Roger explains, "She was effectively being hidden away from the rest of society in a home for the mentally handicapped. She has no mental handicap. Now, we had to make the decision." Tina and Roger say their decision to adopt Moy made no sense to anyone else. But the couple knew this little girl needed them, and they had fallen in love with her. And so, Tina and Roger became Moy's new parents. A true blessing for the long road that waited ahead. Life was not easy for Moy. Her disease causes her skin to grow very thick, with deep, painful cracks. Aside from the discomfort, her condition can also create a host of medical issues, including regular infections. In fact, at age 4, Moy came down with such a nasty infection, doctors almost couldn't help her. Every antibiotic they tried yielded no success. Ultimately, they reached the point where only one medication remained to try. And praise God, that was the one that finally worked. Despite her condition, Moy was a cheerful and active child. Her parents did their best to shield her from hardship and to teach her the benefits of a positive attitude. Her mom, Tina, says, "We've also very much instilled in her the importance of enjoying the world. You know, the carpe diem thing. You don't know what's around the corner for any one of us." But of course, Moy's parents could only shield her from so much. The dark, red, and scaly appearance of Moy's skin meant the family regularly had to endure stares and whispers when out in public. One especially painful memory still haunts Tina today. While out and about, a woman mistook Moy's skin disorder as burns. The stranger actually spit in Tina's face in disgust, assuming that she had done this to the girl.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
By the time Moy became a teenager, the cruelty she faced from others because of her appearance had gotten out of control. She was the victim of such intense cyberbullying that on one occasion, police had to get involved. One girl at school complained of being so disturbed by Moy's appearance that administrators actually asked Moy to avoid certain areas of the school. The impact these instances had on Moy was devastating. This once happy-go-lucky child now found herself so down that she'd started to consider suicide. Her parents, who had tried their best to keep Moy out of the limelight, realized they had to face the bullying head-on. So, they set up the Girl Behind the Face Facebook page, and her father has written a book by the same name, in an attempt to help educate people on Moy's disease. Her dad, Roger, says, "There was no way of protecting her without speaking out, and the more people that we talk to, the more we realize that they benefited from hearing our story. People will stare anyway." God had put a powerful purpose on Moy's life to inspire and change the hearts of others. Her Facebook page has had an even greater impact than Moy or her family had hoped. Moy says she has been amazed by all of the support, including messages from people in her past reaching out to apologize for how they treated her. Moy says, "I hope that people will be more accepting of those with visible differences and with special needs, and know that even though they look different, they're still people. Hopefully, for people troubled with difficulties, our story can offer the sort of hope and support that would get them out and running again." Though life has gotten better, Moy still faces challenges on a daily basis. Her body is constantly covered with small abrasions, and she usually gets one or two more serious cuts a month. Infections also occur once or twice a month, which she treats with antibacterial creams. Aside from the physical torment, Moy still has to suffer the stares and discrimination that come with looking different. Just recently, she encountered a particularly bad instance where a bus driver tried to kick her off the bus because he said her appearance was making him sick. Fortunately, the other passengers stood up for her. But the incident was still deeply heartbreaking for Moy, who says she still hasn't really gotten over the bullying she experienced growing up. But through it all, Moy's never-give-up spirit has endured and serves as a constant inspiration for others. She works as a special needs teacher by day, and in her time off, serves as a rugby referee. She dedicates all of her spare time to training and working towards her goal of one day becoming an international rugby referee, a job that is primarily populated by men. She says, "I know it's going to be a long journey, I know, but I know I'm going to make it there somehow. I've always been given the mentality of just get out and do it. You know, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Just go out and do what you want to do." Because of her hard work and fighting spirit, Moy was recently honored by the Hong Kong Rugby Union with the Referee Award for being inspirational in overcoming life's challenges and adversities. Organizations around the world regularly invite Moy to speak about her journey. And when she does, she usually shares the stage with her parents. Because, as her father Roger points out, it's not just her story, but her family's story. There are so many things to take away from Moy's story. There's the power of adoption, just how meaningful this process is to both the child and the parents. There's the value of a good support system, just how vital Tina and Roger were to giving Moy the courage to face adversity. Then there's the call to end bullying and discrimination, to instead accept those who are different from us. But on top of all of those things, there's the message to never give up. Moy embraced all of the challenges in her life and used them for a greater purpose. Her mission is to encourage and inspire others. And she says, don't let anything stop you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Story Behind podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links below in our show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help more people find us. The Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.